Does your basement leak only when it rains? At PermaSeal, we believe your basement should be dry all the time. For a free estimate, you know who to call, PermaSeal. 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
It's the Alzheimer's Show on WGN Radio. Local.
John Catanzaro, he's the Fraternal Order of Police Lot 7 president. Was this the right choice?
At this time and juncture, it's a breath of fresh air.
Informative.
Art Alexakis, front man of the band Everclear. What do you say to that young band that wants to make a career in music?
Stick together. Don't stop doing what you're doing.
Entertaining.
We're speaking with SNL alum Jay Farrell.
Hey, man, anybody ever tell you something like Sway Calloway?
The Alzheimer's Show starts now on WGN Radio.
720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. This is the Alzheimer's Show. I want to thank everybody that took time to click on that link and listen in. Well, this week, Lyft launched a new feature called Women's Plus Connect. It matches women and non-binary drivers with other women and non-binary riders. I want to know a little bit more about this because I read this in the Chicago Tribune earlier this week. And Lyft was gracious enough to let me speak with Lyft President Kristen Svercek. She's here to tell us more about it. Thank you so much for joining me, Kristen. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. So you've been the president of Lyft earlier this year, named president. How's that going for you?
It's going great. I've been with the company close to 11 years now, so the ride-sharing space is nothing new to me. I'm very excited to be here in the president role.
Oh, great. So what is Women's Plus Connect and how does it work? Because I was really curious about this, and being in Chicago and I take Lyft a lot, I do notice a lot of male drivers and not enough female drivers. So tell me a little bit about Women's Plus Connect.
Yeah, so the product itself is very, very simple. Basically, it allows more women and non-binary drivers to match with more women and non-binary riders. And we did this because of exactly the issue that you're mentioning, which nationally, on average, we have about nearly half of our riders are women, but only about 23% of our drivers are women. And we felt like this was a big mismatch, and that is lost earnings opportunities for women drivers. And so we actually just talked to our drivers and asked them, what would you like to see? And we heard from the women drivers time and time again that they just felt a sigh of comfort, more camaraderie when they got in the car with a woman rider. And so we're hoping that by launching that, we're able to increase that number of women drivers.
And Chicago is one of the cities where this feature is launching first. Why did you choose Chicago?
Chicago is a great city, first and foremost. I love it there. And we looked for cities that already actually had a great population of women drivers because we want to make sure we're able to get this product out into the world and have it ramp up really quickly. And so while we're looking to increase the numbers on the platform, Chicago already met our criteria for having a good supply of women drivers. And we think that with more women riders, more women drivers will come. It will be a virtuous cycle.
We're talking with Lyft President Kristen Svercek. One of the things I wanted to ask you is, why would women and non-binary riders and drivers want a feature like this? And what's been the reaction so far since you implemented this program?
The reaction has been incredible. We've had over tens of thousands of people sign up to date, and we just launched on Wednesday. So very excited about that. And the reason that we have heard time and time again from women drivers and riders that they want this is they just feel an added layer of comfort, camaraderie, ease when they are in the car with another woman rider or driver.
And why is app-based work and rideshare driving with Lyft a good opportunity for women?
Well, it's an excellent opportunity for women. And the reason is because of the flexibility and control that drivers have in terms of logging on or off the platform. We know that women often have primary caregiving responsibilities in their household, and the flexibility of app-based work allows women to, for example, drop their kids off at school and then log in for a couple of hours during the day. And so we really think about this as an additional flexible income stream for women and non-binary people.
All right. We're talking with Lyft President Kristen Svercek. We're talking about the Women's Plus Connect that Lyft implemented earlier this week. One of the last questions I wanted to ask you is, where can our viewers and listeners find this feature today if they wanted to request a non-binary driver, or if they want to work with Lyft? How can they find that feature?
Yes, it is available very easily in both the Lyft driver and rider app. So if you're interested in becoming a driver, all you have to do is download the driver app, and then the app will actually walk you through the flow of signing up to be a driver and also walk you through the flow of how to opt in to the Woman Plus Connect preference. If you're a rider, you can just find it under the preferences tab in your Lyft rider app. You should also be greeted with a large splash screen advertising the feature that allows you to opt in right then and there. I did so myself earlier this week when we launched.
All right, and there you have it. Lyft President Kristen Svercek, the Women's Plus Connect. That's a new feature that Lyft launched today that matches women and non-binary drivers with other women and non-binary riders. Make sure you go to Lyft.com. That is Lyft.com. Download the app if you don't have it already. Kristen, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.